Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Nancy, yeah. Darling.
Yes, my love.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
To Berg Vivant, where we talk about all sorts of things.
Arts and culture. Cultural arts.
What cultural topics do you have to share with us today?
Well, I have lots, but I'll talk about the boyfriend. Ha! The boyfriend at Point Park Conservatory. It's a student production running now through, I don't know, you'll put that in later, for March something. It is a comic pastiche.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, it's very fancy, and it's in the director's notes, so I didn't just pull that out like Skookum. It's a spoof of Roaring Twenties. It's an English playwright, Sandy Wilson, who wrote based on the American Roaring Twenties. Not in England, there's not Roaring Twenties.
It was more subdued, highbrow Twenties.
Yes, you know? It was very vibrant and colorful, and the sets. It's Madame Dubonnet's house, and she has a bunch of young girls, and she's no, it's not that kind of house.
Oh.
And more formal.
When you say madam,
being a lady, I know, madame. It's madame.
Right, you didn't mean madam in that sense.
No, I meant madame.
And that's totally what that sounded like.
And her name is Emmy Venberg, and she is wonderful. She has a very mature, beautiful voice, excellent stage presence, and enter into the scene Polly Brown, who is Kristen Serafini. So wonderful. There were moments when, between her costume and her dancing, she reminded me of Debbie Reynolds in Singing in the Rain.
Oh, there's my,
actually
what a
lovely. Oh, she was lovely, sang beautifully, and she is pretending to have a boyfriend. They all want boyfriends. All the girls want boyfriends. Who doesn't? And so enter as she makes up this a boyfriend that she has, but she doesn't. And then her father comes to visit, and he is played by Stanley Graham, who is smoking, amazingly talented.
What do you mean by that?
He's very attractive, and he's very delicious on stage. He's just smooth and has this great voice and sings and charming and can be goofy, and he's wonderful. And he, you find out, was Madame Dubonnet's friend at some other point in time.
See, it is a matter.
So it is.
That
it
sense,
is.
Huh?
It is kind of. Too. Yeah, kind of works that way. And then there's some other characters. There's Bobby, who's played by Matt Augustiniak, who, Bobby and Maisie. Maisie's one of the girls. All the girls in this place, and she's played by Dorsey Miller, and she and Bobby have this amazing dance number. This Charleston dance number, cartwheels over the legs and back over across the back.
Cartwheels over the legs.
Yeah, you go like this.
Well, that's one way to get a boyfriend.
Alrighty! Don't try this at home, folks.
Could you imagine if I did?
If I tried that at home, there'd be not
I'd
a boyfriend.
I'd be through a window.
There'd be a hearse being called. But wonderful dancing. Eileen Grace, choreographer, amazing. And every it's a big dance show. I would say it's a wonderful show. It's entertaining, but not a lot of content. It's not a musical. You're going to walk out of there singing the songs, and you may walk out of there going, "Won't you, Charleston?" Like, but unlike other musicals where there's definitive songs.
Yeah, I can't think of a song from it that's maybe in.
You can make me happy. I could be happy with you is probably the song that's the sweetest. It's in the first act, it's in the second act, and it's the sort of love song ballady part of the show, but everybody's amazing. There's a Lord and Lady Brockhurst who are the parents of Tony, who ends up being the love interest for Polly, played by Michael J. Brown. And he, when he went like this on stage, it was like a flashback to Gene Kelly. He moved so gracefully and so beautifully on stage. That's why when they went to do this little tap dance number up the steps and this one number, I had Good Morning from Singing in the Rain in my head. It was wonderful. The sets were beautiful. The lighting was beautiful. Very pastels. The back wall looked like a mural of the ocean. Lots of wonderful costumes, great wigs, huge dance numbers. Just a wonderful production all around.
Now, wasn't there a film version of this with Twiggy?
There was. It was Ken Russell, and Twiggy was in it. And an interesting tidbit also in the director's notes, Julie Andrews had her Broadway debut in this musical, which is kind of interesting because there's not even vocally a lot of songs that I would say, ooh, yeah, Julie Andrews would stand out.
What was Twiggy's real name? Well, she wasn't born Twiggy.
Miss Twig? I don't know. I don't think... Does she have a real name?
I don't know. Because I think maybe she got the name Twiggy because of her physique, but that's not necessarily a compliment.
She had really big round eyes, and I thought she should have been like Big Eyes or Pretty Eyed. Like, Twiggy just sound... Well, they were also skinny. They're skinny. Big Eyes. It was the Tim Burton movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, number one reason to see The Boyfriend.
The dancing, the energy, the costumes, the sound, the sets, and the orchestra, which I need to mention, amazing. You just felt like you were at a club or a party and you wanted to get up and dance, and it's nothing beats live music.
You did, and were swiftly escorted out.
I was exited quickly. Please leave, you're dancing, and it's not the Charleston. Very wonderful show. You will be entertained. It's cute. There's love interest. There's people in cute little costumes. There's attractive men. But the three couples, Madame Dubonnet, Emmy Venberg, Stanley Graham, Polly and Tony, which are Kristen Serafini and Michael J. Brown, and Bobby and Maisie, Dorsey Miller, and Matt Augustine. Those are the six reasons to see the show. And amazing ensemble.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.